Hello, welcome again to another broadcast of Deep Coughing and Deep. This is your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you for a minute about love. You know, I tell you something, there's a weapon of love that is sweeping the nations of the earth. I'm watching God move like wildfire throughout the nations, displaying His love, displaying His grace, displaying His mercy. And let me tell you something, it is time, folks. It is time for the body of Christ to unite. I was just reading this morning, you know, in a Christian magazine, that even the Pope of the Catholic Church reached out, you know, to the charismatics. You know, Kenneth Copeland was one of them. Fuller Theological Seminary was another. Different people from the charismatic move, and he made it plain, we're brothers and sisters, let's unite in this. I pray for you as you pray for me. And that gave me great strength and faith to know it is time that the body of Christ unites. And let's put away our childishness. Put away the fact that some speak in tongues and some don't. You know, some believe in this and some don't. It doesn't matter. I don't let a robe stop me from calling someone my brother and sister. I don't let, you know, someone who shakes and quakes, for example, in the Pentecostal move, shake me from not being a brother and sister of mine. I don't allow people that are sitting on the pew in the Baptist church and maybe doesn't do what I would quote-unquote do in a church, you know what, to shake my faith. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because we're all equal in the body of Christ. And it's a season when we need to put away childish things and find the common denominator, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory, and begins to come forth, folks. Come forth and be accounted for. And I'm here to tell you, you know, so many people in the body of Christ, we have displayed this bipolar God for so long that God is just, He's love one moment, but if you dare do something wrong, He's going to come down and get you. You know, it's that place, if God's in a good mood today, He'll bless us. If not, I have to beg Him, you know, to do this and do that in order for Him to sort of bless me today or love me today. Let me tell you something, folks. This is a dysfunctional the mentality of the God we serve. The God we serve says, I am love. I don't have love. If I have love, I could set it aside, but I don't have it in my hand where I can lose it or drop it. I am divine love. It's not something He holds, folks. It's something He is. God is love. He says, my mercy endures forever. Mercy in the book of James triumphs over judgment, the Bible says. His grace is sufficient. We're in a season of the new covenant, the New Testament, where old things have passed away. Everything God did and everything he brought forth in dealing with His people in the Old Testament, folks, it is over with. We're in a covenant where we get on the finished work of the cross, the finished side of the cross, where He said, it is finished, it is done. And I want to tell you something today. Many of you right now are listening to me, and many of you have suffered. You've done this, you've done that, and you find yourself at a place where you are so depressed, you're so down, and you're nervous, you're scared, you feel as if you can't hear from God right now. You know what's going on. God's not talking to me. What have I done wrong? Let me tell you something. It's not the fact you've done something wrong. Maybe it's the fact you've done something right. Maybe it's the fact that God is speaking to you and taking you from glory to glory to a new level of faith, to a new place in Him, to realize old things have passed away. The old things He's talking about sometimes can be representations of how He once spoke to you. And now He says, look, you've graduated from that level. I'm talking to you because I always talk to you. I'm not mean. I'm not bipolar. I'm always talking to you, and I'm sharing with you now that you have increased. You know, you have graduated, which means I'm just talking to you in a different way. You've got to tap in to how I'm speaking to you now. And sometimes God will talk to you in a certain way through a feeling or an emotion, or maybe He'll talk to you in your head. Maybe you feel as if He's talking to you, and maybe now it's a gut level feeling. Maybe He's just wanting you to walk out His voice as opposed to always hearing it. Why don't you just become His voice and walk it out? So you got to remember today, if that's you right now, rejoice. God is graduating you, folks. You know, and if you have done something wrong, remember, rejoice. God has forgiven you. He's thrown, you know, he's cast the sin into the sea of forgetfulness. As far as the east is from the west, rejoice, you are fine. You know, I'll tell you one thing I realized. God is such a powerful God of love. So many people say, well, if we talk about God's love, that means we have a license to sin. I said the only people that think that are people who are dysfunctional. The only people who think that, you know, if we display God's love and don't tell them about, you know, the judgment or the this or the that, you know, that gives them a license to sin. If that's you, guess what, folks? Something's wrong with your relationship with God. If you have to put a fear factor in somebody or tell somebody about a bipolar God in order to get them to straighten up, let me tell you something. Something's wrong wrong with you. Your heart was never true to begin with, if that's the case. Because God is a God of love. He says, my loving kindness draws men to repentance. My loving kindness is what draws you. You know what that means? That means God loves on you so much it hurts. God loves on you so much that anything and everything you've ever wanted to do wrong, or anything that you felt as if would be displeasing to Him or maybe hurtful to yourself, guess what? He keeps on loving you so much that you say, I just can't do it anymore because God loves me so much. I don't want to do wrong. God loves me so much. We're at a place, folks, where God is pouring out His love. God is pouring out His love. He is widening and broadening the tent of the covering that we have known in the past, because His word is being spread throughout the earth. His love and His mercy that endures forever is beginning to spread abroad, which means God is wanting to expand in you the tent of the borders of your own imagination to say, look, it's time that you begin to get more of who I am and spread that love. Become my love to somebody. You know, we're at a place in our lives where all of us are being faced with people, guess what, who are not like us. You know, there's so many people now that you've come across, guess what, that's maybe not your same color, your same cultural background, your same sexuality, your same this, your same that. But let me tell you something, folks. You're at a place where you've got to move in God's agape love, and you better know that you know that you know that agape, unlimited part of God, can be a part of who you are, and move in and move out in that. It's a season to watch the enemy be crushed. I'm not talking about some devil. I'm talking about, and I'm not discrediting him, what I'm talking about is the devil in your mind. The devil in your mind of your mindset who's been keeping you because of your cultural background, or because maybe how your parents raised you or taught you, or maybe because the fact of what your teachers told you, your peers taught you. Let me tell you something. It's time to break those paradigms in Jesus' name. You've got to break all that junk that has been put over you and start getting out there and loving the people that you feel are different from you. If you're at a place in your life where you say, I don't know, I've never been around a Hispanic. I don't know, I've never been around an Asian. I don't know, I've never been around a gay person. I don't know, I've never been around a Latino. I've never been around this person or that person. Let me tell you something, folks. You want lives to be touched in this world. You've got to start reaching out in love. Love is such an amazing, powerful tool. It destroys. It breaks up. It literally begins to shift and shake everything. Not that what you think is wrong or right, what God thinks. And what's amazing to God is God never asks you of your opinion of what you feel and what you see and how you think, what you believe in your consciousness is right and wrong, or what's good and bad, or what God likes or doesn't like. I think the worst thing for me in my life is coming across somebody that I believe is poison, in the sense of they come and they have this poisonous mentality of saying, I know what God likes and what God doesn't like. And I once about to say, really, who died and made you God? You know why? Because so many of us don't realize His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And what God is asking us to do is to move out in His love, move out in His agape, and watch His love change and shift nations. And let God be God, folks. Let God be the one who deals with people in situations that we might not understand, we might not perceive. I've told people before, your perception, listen to me now, your perception will always, always, always be based on the way you were raised. Your perception will always be raised, will always be the way it is from the ways you were taught. And guess what, folks? I put on Facebook something last night that was really powerful, I felt. And that was, I was watching a program, and this program said the same thing. It says, if you took, for example, a Muslim, and you took a Christian, and you take them and you put them in a place of, let's say, an army, let's say a battle, and guess what? The Christian soldier is going to feel as if, I got to stand up for Christian rights. The Muslims are trying to, discredit our Christ. And all of a sudden, you take a Muslim, and they're fighting, and they're saying, how dare you blasphemy against Allah. And guess what? They're going to fight for what they perceive of what they've been taught is right. And to the Muslims, Allah's right. To the Christians, Christ is right. And guess what, folks? What if you took those two same people and at birth you swapped them? You swapped them into putting into the opposite families of the one. Let's say you took the Muslim child, you put him into a Christian family. You took the Christian child, put him into a Muslim family. And all of a sudden, they begin to grow up in a different culture. But guess what? They're still the same people, folks. They're still the same blood, they still have the same color skin, and they still have the same color eyes. And you raise them up in that, in the opposite cultures, that Muslim is going to be a strong Christian, now fighting against the Muslims and feeling as if they're wrong, and then all of a sudden that Christian is going to turn out to be a Muslim, and he's going to fight against the Christians because he believes Allah's right. And guess what? It all deals with the perception and how a person was raised. And knowing that, they're going to stand, and guess what they're both going to feel in the opposite extremes of the families? They're going to say, I'm right. My religion is right. Do you see what we've done to one another in the earth? Do you see and understand the perception that we feel and we say, this scripture is exactly what it means? When I, you know, this scripture is how it's supposed to be read. This is what this scripture means. How dare us come to the place where we feel as if we're so narrow-minded that we think that what we believe is right? What we've got to do is be led by the Spirit, folks. Be led by the precious Holy Spirit. Let Him lead you into all truth. And guess what? That truth is something we're always going to be seeking for. I never, ever, ever, as a prophetic prophet of God, I never tell people I have the truth. I say truth is only one thing. Truth is a person, and His name is Jesus. I believe in my way of being raised. And that person of Christ is somebody I'm supposed to live out. Because you know what? I'm always learning, I'm always being disciplined, and I'm always being discipled by Him. And for me to turn around and say, what I feel, what I believe, what this scripture says is right, it's right on the money. And guess what? People love to hear that. They love to follow a leader who is right. But I've got news for you. A real leader will never proclaim that they're right. A real leader will proclaim they love, and that they're on a journey, and they're learning, and they're trying to grab a hold of things to better their education, to empower them more to know what it means to be more like God. We're in a season where we have to, folks, we have to destroy this evil, destructive pride that we've been walking in, and learn to love one another and say, guess what? He's not asking us to stand around in a circle and sing Kumbaya. What I'm asking you today is to love people. And as we begin to love people, then we ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what is it I can learn from that person? What is it that I can take away for me to empower me to be a better person? We are so soldier-minded that we feel as if other people in the body of Christ are so wrong, and yet we have the truth. And the way we live our lives are the way we should live our lives, and how everybody else should live their lives. Now let's think for a moment. Take yourself out of your own mind and think about what I just told you. Because guess what? How do you know that what you believe is the truth? And what you're going to turn around and say, most people would say, is what? Because the Holy Spirit told me. I read it in the Bible. Well, guess what? So did millions of other Christians out there. What makes you right and thousands of other people wrong? You know, it's sort of the idea, for example, of so many people saying, you know, I don't understand. I'm always under demonic attack. No one likes me. No one wants to be around me. And I'll always talk to them in my counseling sessions and life coaching sessions to say, well, what about your friends? What do your friends think? Oh, I have no friends. My family turned their back on me. And I'll go and I'll break it down. I say, let's examine. Why did they turn their back on you? Well, because I told them that they're all wrong, and God told me to tell them they're all wrong and they need to change their lives. And all of a sudden, guess what? And I told them, I say, let me ask you an honest question. If somebody told you, hey, God told me you're wrong. God told me I had the truth and you need to know it. Wouldn't you turn around and wouldn't you want to walk away from that person too? Isn't that sort of a two-edged sword that can cut and to not to heal but to hurt and to bleed? And it makes people rethink and restructure their paradigm in their brain to realize what I've just said and what I've just done is unethical. It's wrong. It's not what God would say. And so I bring people to the place back of awareness of the Spirit of God, moving out into the truth being a person, not an opinion. A truth being not your perception of how you perceive the scripture should be read, but the perception of knowing that I don't have all the truth. I only know the person of the truth called Jesus. And knowing that, my job is to give Him away. And how I give Him away is the greatest scripture, folks, that you can ever, 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 ever use is the power to hug, the power to be there for one another, the power to walk the extra mile for one another. The power to feed those who are hungry. The power to clothe those, you know, who are in desperate need of clothing. The power to go to the prisons and visit those who are in prison. The Bible makes it plain, if you've done it to the least of these, you have done it unto me. If you want to see the power and the authority and the presence and the anointing of God move, guess what? Let me see your action behind what you really believe. Because that way it shuts out your perception of what you feel as Scripture says. It shuts out your perception of what you have viewed for so long as being quote-unquote the truth. And then you start living the person of the truth. The greatest thing you can ever in your life do is live out the person that's called truth, not what your perception thinks is truth of a Scripture, of a belief, of a doctrine. The greatest thing you can ever do is live out that person of truth. And when you do, we will see the world be healed. We'll see people be healed. We'll see the power of God move like we've never seen it before. Revival is not about a charismatic Pentecostal thing. Revival is not about, you know, that God's going to move in a Pentecostal way. God's going to move in a charismatic way. We know how God's going to move. He's going to move it this way. And all we have to do is pray that God moves in this vein. Or maybe our perception, and this is the problem with so many Pentecostal charismatic people, is God is going to move. Lord, pour out your Spirit to do what? To do this. To do that. And all of a sudden what we do is we lock God into the this and the that's to say, this is how you're going to move, God. And we don't think we're doing it, but we are. Because your perception and your mindset must not be mixed in your prayer. Your perception and your mindset must stay as far away as the east is from the west concerning how you perceive how God really is. And knowing that your perception should be broken and dashed in pieces to say, God, I just want to be more like you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it smells like. I don't care what I have to do. No matter what you ask me to do, it's not about what I like. It's about what you like, God, and what you honor and you love. So God, make me more like you. And you know what? God will lead you on a path that takes you, that you feel uncomfortable at times. And you feel, how on earth did I end up over in this place? How on earth did I end up talking to this person? And you will automatically realize it's not about trying to make them to be more like you and your belief and your perception. It's about making a person out of love and being that person of love, being molded in love to give that away. And then you're going to see the loving kindness of God change and shift nations. And that, my friend, is true revival. Revival is not about a shaking, quaking, Holy Ghost move that people perceive that is the Holy Spirit, not that it's not, but how he moves and how he only moves. It's about asking God to, Lord, let me decrease, you could increase in my life to be you in the earth. And however that, whatever that means and however that looks, I don't really care, God. I just want to be you to someone else. And love on them. My goal is to not go to somebody and have a prideful mentality to say, I've got truth. Would you like it? I've got this. Do you want it? No, my goal is to be the Christ of somebody to say, hey, can I help you move? You know, hey, I would love to be able to pray for you because I know you're going through a hard time. Or maybe, you know what? I know you need clothes. I'd love to take you shopping today. Here, it's on me today. Hey, let me buy that dinner for you. Hey, let me begin to help you in this area. Or maybe, you know what? You need to go to your Baptist church. Well, I'm not Baptist. I'm charismatic. And instead of being prideful, what if I do this? What if I say, you know what? I know you're up in age and you can't drive anymore. Let me take you to your church. And I'll tell you what would mean the most to them more than anything. And let me challenge each one of you right now. We have thousands of listeners right now listening to me. I want to challenge you with this challenge. What if you run across an elderly woman or an elderly man, and let's say, for example, they're Methodist, or they're Baptist, or they're Catholic, and all of a sudden you find yourself, man, I've been Holy Ghost, born again, Spirit-filled all my life, I pray and talk in tongues, I have the anointing, I do this and I do that, and all of a sudden, your mentality would never, ever, ever be, first and foremost, what? Let me get up and take them to their church, drop them off and pick them back up when their service is over. Now, your mentality would be, come to church with me. Come to church with me. What if they're happy where they are? What if they see the power in the life of God moving in them. I dare you today, I challenge you in the name of Jesus, I challenge you today to find that person and say, you know what, I'm not only going to take you to church, but I'd love to sit with you during church to where you won't even be alone, and we can learn the gospel together. You'd be amazed how much you can learn from somebody else and the power of diversity through the body of Christ. You'd be amazed what God can do in you and through you when you sacrifice your own perception of what you feel is truth and what you think is right or wrong in the body of Christ and say, hey, you know what? I went to a Baptist church this morning. I went to a charismatic church this morning. You know, and yet maybe you are the Baptist. Maybe you are the Baptist and you say to yourself, oh, I'm never going to that place. Man, they get all excited and they clap their hands and God knows somebody could prophesy. I'm not going to get into all that stuff again. I dare you and challenge you today in Jesus' name to leave your comfort zone and do what is right before the sight of God. And that is be the Jesus to somebody else and say, I'll be glad to go to your charismatic church, even though I'm Baptist, to sit with you because I know that you couldn't go because you have no car and you'd be alone. Here, let me walk the extra mile for you. Folks, let me tell you something. You want revival? You want to see God move? This, my friend, is how God moves. This is the Jesus that you serve. This is the power of God. God doesn't come in your forms, and God doesn't come in your validations, and He doesn't come in what you feel is right and truthful. Because bottom line is, God doesn't move in our puny mindset of our puny little tiny itsy-bitsy perception. God is bigger than that. And He says, I'm here to do a worldwide thing. I'm here to love on people and shift and make people disciples of Me. And how I do that is I walk the extra mile with them. I visit them in the prisons. I feed those who are hungry, and I clothe those who need clothing. And I do this because if you've truly done this, this, my friend, is revival. This, my friend, is being Me. Because if you've done it to them, then you've done this to Me. Not in my church, not some denomination, but you've done it unto Me personally. Folks, this is the power of God's love. Let's see today. I challenge you today how far you will go with being that Jesus to somebody else, being the Jesus that we know to somebody else, and shifting our lives out of our own little puny perception of what we think is right and wrong. Can you imagine one day standing before the Lord and all of a sudden God says, we say, God, and the scripture makes it very plain. I prophesied in Your name. I did this in Your name. And He says, what, depart from Me. I never knew you. What does that mean? It means I don't care what you think out of your perception is right or wrong. You moved on your own perception of what your pride felt was truth. But guess what? All of that was rubbish to Me. What's truth is Me. The living and breathing person that died for you announced that stands before you. Did you do this unto Me? Did you take care of this person? Did you deny your own quote-unquote puny beliefs and go to the Catholic Church with the elderly? Did you deny your puny beliefs of your own perception of truth? And did you go to the Charismatic, the Pentecostal, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Lutheran Church, and take that woman or take that gentleman who is handicapped to the church where they feel they're empowered and let them be able to experience the Christ the way that I have meant them to experience Christ? Did you do that? No. You wasted your time in your own little denomination, in your own little, non-denominational church, because you made sure you had to feel the power of God in the way that it makes you feel comfortable. Folks, it's time to grow up. It's time to put away childish things, and it's time to be Jesus in the earth today. My question to you to this is, before we close this broadcast, is, are you challenging your own self to move out of yourself to be Himself? And when you've done that, you're going to see God move in your life like you've never known before. I want to encourage you today, if you've enjoyed this broadcast, this message, please do me a favor. Go to our website, identitynetwork.net, identitynetwork.net. And when you go there, we have books, CDs, and so many different products that would be such a blessing to you. But right now, I'm asking you, if you can help us by basically supporting, we have a partnership for myself, partner with Jeremy Lopez for just $10 a month. And so many people say, how on earth are you going to be able to feed the poor and do what you need to do for $10 a month? And I say, easy, one person at a time. If I can get one person to partner with us, then you know what? God can bring the thousands of others that we need to have the money we need to do and to be the Christ to somebody else in the earth. And so I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart today, go to our website, identitynetwork.net. I would love today for my staff to come to me and say, through the broadcast, we had 20, we had 50, we had 100 people sign up to be the partners with you for $10 a month. If you can partner with me for $10 a month, here's what I will do for you. Every month I send a fresh, brand new teaching as an MP3 to your email. And I guarantee you the first week of every month, you'll get a powerful teaching that I will do for you. It'll be fresh. It won't be something old. It'll be fresh that I've just done. And the good thing about it, I'll surprise a lot of people. You know, back in February, I surprised people with 3 and 4 teachings. I will surprise you here and there with several teachings. But yet, guess what? I'm not even going to tell you. Whenever I feel led, I'll just send you 2, 3, 4, 5 teachings that month in the first week. So that way, guess what? You're getting bonuses constantly. Please sign up with us. Let us take this message of Jesus, of love, to the uttermost parts of the world. And if you could, it would mean the world to me personally. You can always go through our website, identitynetwork.net. On the home page, if you scroll down, you'll see a right-hand column down on the right-hand side, and you'll see a black and white box. It says Partner with Jeremy Lopez. Click on that, and it takes you probably 2 minutes at max to be able to partner with us and sign up. Or you can call my office right now. If you call my office today, folks, if you call my office right now, you might say, man, this broadcast I just heard is a week later. It doesn't matter. Call my office today and say, I heard your broadcast, and I want to sign up as a partner for 10 or 20 or whatever you want to. I don't even want to limit you to $10. And if you can do that for us and say, I heard the broadcast, and name this broadcast, which is I Heard Jeremy Speak on Love, and then what I'll do is, as you sign up that day to become a partner with us, what I will do, if you tell them and just say, Jeremy said he would send me some extra freebies, some extra MP3s of his teachings, then what we'll do is we'll not only send you that month, this month's teaching, I'll also throw in several other teachings free as downloads, and we'll send them all to your email that very day as downloads. Please do this for us. Our number at the office is 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. Give us a call, partner with us, and let's get this gospel of love spread to the uttermost parts of the world. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.